Saving money in your next painting project now at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect finish for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. Save big on Dutch Boy paints. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and get your painting project started today. Save big money at
Menards. The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Interim results from ECR this week. Chairman Nick Tulloch joins us now to tell us what he thinks of them and what's been happening at the company. Hello, Nick. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks, Alistair.
Well, good to see you. So tell us about the ECR interims. What do you think are the standout points there?
Well, ECR has changed a lot in the last 12 months. We now have 10 projects across four states in Australia. This is a big break from the past, where ECR was I suppose, more focused on doing a lot of smaller operations in more sort of disparate minerals, metals, and more disparate locations. You know, we're now very much Australia gold. That's our plan. We say it in the interims, but one of the big features with ECR in the last few months is we've taken a very deliberate decision to change the company. ECR has a long history. It's 20 years old, over 20 years old, and it's been very exploration focused. And what we're doing, this is I'll call it the new board, because we had two new individuals join the board towards the end of last year, and then a couple of departures before that. What the new board have decided, and you know, this is very much my ethos as well, is to focus on production, focus on getting gold out of the ground and turning that into revenue. And you can see that in what we've done in the last few months. We bought a project called Raglan in Queensland. We bought a company called Paleo Gold, which gave us three new projects, so one in Queensland, one in WA, and one in South Australia. And this was is the theme of the interims, that we're sort of setting out our stall, if you like, and explaining the future and the bigger projects that sit within the company.
So you're moving the emphasis to production. Raglan has gone into production. How would you say that's going?
Raglan's going fine. Raglan was always designed to be our first step into production. For us, it was a very, very good value acquisition. We paid just over $1 million Australian for an asset base that exceeded $1 million Australian, and we got a mining lease, and we had a project that we could get started on straight away. So we've done all of that. I think we all would like Raglan to go a little bit faster. Yeah, and I can complain about weather, and I complain about machinery breakdowns, but it's taken a little bit longer to get up and running. We are taking gold out of the ground at Raglan, so it's doing its job in that regard. But the objective for Raglan really was probably no more than cover the expenses and maybe give us a little bit of pocket money to expand our exploration interests. But also it was to teach us and get the business ready for Blue Mountain, which I sometimes describe as neighbouring. It's actually about an hour and three-quarter drive from Raglan, but this is Australia and everything's distance is measured differently. Blue Mountain is a much bigger alluvial project, and the equipment and the experience we'll have at Raglan will in time transfer to Blue Mountain. But in terms of Raglan, we'd like it to move a bit faster, but we're happy with how things are going. It is a near-term opportunity. That was how it was advertised. Gold is coming out of the ground. We've got a team that is now experienced alluvial miners. We have a suite of equipment that is working very well. We've made a few little tweaks here and there. So we're pleased, but I share shareholders' views. If it went faster, we'd be even more pleased.
So you mentioned Blue Mountain as well. What's the timetable as regards Blue Mountain?
So Blue Mountain, we've done a lot of work in the last 18 months in preparing that for a mining lease application. The mining lease application is now in, so we're now in dialogue with the Queensland authorities. This is when you get to sort of how long's a piece of string, and how big is the pile at the Queensland authorities' inbox. But we are optimistic that we'll get a decision on the mining lease fairly early. There's a lot of things about Blue Mountain that should make it an easier project for Queensland to approve. It's not that invasive. We're only really going down a few meters. We're only trenching. There's no native title. There's no endangered bird species or sort of unusual sort of plants or anything such as that. The water source is good. So It should be a shorter mining lease application than perhaps if we were, I don't know, looking to mine coal, for example. But you never know. It's, you know, as with any regulator, you put your application in and you wait to see. But our stated objective is to have Blue Mountain producing by the end of the year. And based on discussions we've had with Queensland to date, we absolutely stand by that.
And which project amongst the other ones that you have do you think will come into production following Blue Mountain? How do you see it playing out?
Well, actually, even before Blue Mountain, Maddens is the, I think, is the real gem in ECR. The main reason for buying Palio Gold was to get that 50% interest in Maddens. Maddens is a 4 hours drive outside of Cairns, so it's you're far north Queensland. It's a 50 square kilometre exploration permit. Within that exploration permit, there are seven mining leases and six active mines. What we also said in the interims is that we've delineated another area for a seventh mine, an area called Cartwright Creek. And at the moment, we are in the process of completing the decline at the Maddens underground mine. So we are, again, optimistic, and we are very much expecting production at Maddens will start in the next few months. We did a LiDAR survey at Maddens last month, and it's really accelerated a lot of the underground work. And particularly, it's accelerated some of the ventilation work that we need to do. And we're estimating we'll probably save 2 or 3 weeks of time by doing that. So the next project, and probably the biggest project that ECR has that will come into production, will be Maddens. And however much I like Raglan and Blue Mountain, and I'm very attached to both of them, Maddens has the potential to completely dwarf both of those in terms of production. You know, if in alluvial projects, we're talking about, you know, on a good day, we might take a few ounces, you know, 1 or 2 or 3 ounces out of the ground. You know, Maddens, we're talking, you know, 3 or 4 times that, you know, quite comfortably. So it's got the potential to be, you know, much more of a defining project for ECR. And again, I'm not belittling the other projects. They were designed for a different purpose. They were designed to pick up some of our G&A and pick up some of our expenses. Maddens is a project that, with its scale and an opportunity, you know, could really accelerate ECR.
So you mentioned some ounce numbers just there, Nick. What do you think ECR is going to be producing in 2027, given that you're saying that there'll be three projects in production with any luck?
Well, I even hope that by the second half of 2027, we'll have four. We have Saltbush down in South Australia. So, I mean, it would be careless of me to be blurt out what I think our, you know, our capability is. But I suppose what I'd guide investors to say is that Raglan is small. It's, you know, it's always going to be small. This is a, you know, cover the expenses plan. Blue Mountain is much bigger than Raglan, you know, just in terms of the scale of the property. You know, it's, you know, it's many, many times the size. But you're still limited to how many tons of earth and material you can process. So Blue Mountain will be probably marginally better than Raglan in terms of what it can do day to day or week to week, but it'll have a much longer life in terms of how much mining will do. Maddens, if we get it right, has the ability to be very significant. Yeah, and very significant. You know, it has to be defined as you know, six figures of Australian dollars worth of production, you know, in a month, you know, or better. And Saltbush, you know, probably something fairly similar. Saltbush won't have quite the same longevity as Maddens, but, you know, could be very significant to that. You know, and again, if I measure the projects as, you know, will it cover the expenses or will it be, you know, seriously profitable? Well, Maddens and Saltbush, you know, both in the seriously profitable category. You know, alluvial, you know, is unlikely ever to make the company, but it gives you that platform from which to grow. So we like our balance. We like that shallow alluvial, you know, near-term mining resource, and we like the fact we've got hard rock underground mining at Maddens. You know, it's still Australia, it's still gold, but it gives the company a nice balance.
So before we wrap it up, Nick, let's have a quick word about Lulworth. That's a different proposition again, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, time moves on, you know. I mean, if we were talking last year, I would be telling you that Lulworth is the single best thing that ECR has. Yeah, Lulworth, just for its sheer scale and sort of the multi-metal, this is gold and silver, you know, the multi-metal opportunity Lulworth has, and certainly had last year, has the ability to, you know, to really define ECR. Things move on, and I would say Lulworth has been leapfrogged by Maddens and, you know, probably leapfrogged by Saltbush as well. But the gold and silver have been there for a lot longer than I've been around, yeah, and will continue to be in place. So we're not going to walk away from Lulworth. We're going to keep working on that, and there will be a point where we look to accelerate that. Just at the moment, focus on the alluvials and, more importantly, Maddens. But going forward, Lulworth has a really quite extraordinary opportunity, and there'll be some news coming out. Actually, we took some soil samples last year whilst we're on site. We've just been in the process of analysing those, so we will have some news out in terms of what we think is are the next steps for Lulworth. This is just a vast area; it's over 900 square kilometres. So you don't sort of bulldoze the entire place. You have to be fairly careful as to how you pick your locations.
So news from Lulworth coming up then. What about other news flow, Nick, in the second half of 2026?
Well, I think the big news is Maddens. I mean, the single best announcement we could put out this year, I would say, is that Maddens have started production. The next announcement being what those numbers look like. So that is the absolute focus of the company. Other important announcements will be when we get a mining lease granted at Blue Mountain. We are still working, concluding, I hope, a joint venture with Bold Gold at our Creswick property down in Victoria. This will see Bold Gold take responsibility for 100% of the expenses, but we will retain a stake in Creswick based on how much Bold Gold spend. And we'll do a little bit of work at Tuckanarra. This is our new project over in Western Australia. And then probably some of the other projects will fill in as well. Obviously, Raglan, I should have mentioned Raglan as well. So there's plenty of news coming out, but I guess I would guide investors to say that the most important thing that ECR can do this year is get Maddens into production, because that will be of a scale that this company has not seen before, and a scale that I think will really define what ECR will look like over the next few years.
So lots to look forward to. In the meantime, Nick, thanks very much for joining us and talking us through the latest.
Fantastic. Thanks, Alistair.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.